All right, Monday's in the feed. We talked to our friend, the ump, Vin Cerullo, about all things happening in sports here in Connecticut. So how we doing, Vin? What we got going on this week?
We're doing great, guys. I guess let's start with the need to congratulate the SEC Player of the Year, Grace Carrington, from Amity High School, and the Coach of the Year from Jonathan Law, Melanie Blood, who's the softball coach there.
Oh, wow, great job.
Yeah, congrats to Grace and Melanie. That's a huge accomplishment.
In baseball, we have the state semifinals, which will be held tomorrow, with the championship being played on June 9th and 10th, and they're going to be played at Palmer Field in Middletown on Route 66. In girls lacrosse, all the championship games will be played at Sacred Heart University on June 11th. The boys lacrosse championship will be played on June 10th, and that host site will be Sacred Heart University as well. In boys volleyball, this championship game will be held this coming Thursday on June 8th at Newtown High School. And in the sport of softball, championship games will be played on Saturday, June 10th. And this year, all the softball championship games are being played at the UConn campus using their softball stadium.
Oh, nice.
I always love that when they have the championship games at these big stadiums or fields. I remember when I was in high school, you know, they used to always have the state championships at these big venues. It's so great for the kids.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Oh, no question about it. In a nice stadium, no question. And I'll tell you what, guys, hopefully the games are going to be remaining there in the future because it's a great venue.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
This year in the SCC, we have co-champions in boys golf, and the two schools that share that honor are Cheshire and Daniel Hand out of Madison. A great job by girls golf team from Trumbull High School, winning their first ever FCAC title this year.
Wow, we got some good golf talent coming up in Connecticut. I like it. Keep an eye out for those names on the PGA Tour.
Kevin is so excited right now.
It's true.
So, Vin, we wanted to ask you about the Indy 500. That was like over Memorial Day weekend. But there was buzz around like a local connection. What's that about?
The race had a hometown flavor for us here in Connecticut, guys. Santino Ferrucci, who is 25 years of age, he comes from Woodbury, Connecticut.
No way.
Yeah, absolutely. 25 years of age. He's racing at Indianapolis and in doing all the IndyCar races. And Santino this year came in third, his highest finish to date. He did it. He was absolutely phenomenal and actually almost came in second and had a slim opportunity to win the race, but it was a little marred by a couple accidents in the last 10 laps.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, watching those races, that's scary sometimes. But that's awesome that he's able to do that. I always wonder with these racers, like, how do they practice? I mean, I guess they find a track to practice. Like,
yeah.
If you grow up in Connecticut, you know, you can practice golf, you can practice baseball. But, like, practicing racing like that must be difficult.
Yeah, you start doing go-karts and you work your way up to the various dirt tracks and going, you know, from there. But he's been a phenomenal racer. He's done a great job. And at 25, here he is, number three at Indy this past year.
Nice. Congrats to him. That's phenomenal that he did that.
No question. Hey, a quick look around. Fairfield Ludlow girls track team won their first ever FCAC championship, while the ladies at Shelton High School won the SCC banner. And good luck to all the semifinalists this week that are competing for a state championship. The UConn men's baseball team was eliminated from the College Baseball World Series, losing in the regionals. But Connecticut was ranked number 10 in the nation this year going into that tournament and finishing their regular season with a 44-17 record. Nice job by UConn men baseball team.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, UConn having a good year athletically.
Yes, they did. Yep, softball-wise, they were in the tournament as well. They got eliminated in the Super Regionals, but you know what? It's a great showing for all the athletes here in the state of Connecticut.
Perfect. Thanks, Vin.
My pleasure as always, and we'll talk again next week.
Love it. Talk to you then, Vin.